Chapter 10 Soul Transformation of Relationships. A newborn baby instantly starts to have relationships with parents, sisters, brothers, and others. When a child goes to school, there are relationships with classmates, teachers, and others. As an adult, you have relationships with many people. As long as you are on Mother Earth, you will have all kinds of relationships. Relationships are a very important issue for humanity. Some of the most important relationships are those with your spouse or partner, with all family members, with colleagues and co-workers, and with friends. Each one of us is deeply affected by relationships between various organizations and relationships between cities and countries. Some other extremely important personal relationships are your relationships with your physical spiritual teachers, your spiritual fathers and mothers, and other spiritual guides in heaven and the divine. There are many teachings, workshops, and seminars about relationships. This book will share the secret of transforming relationships at the soul level. The one sentence, soul secret to transform relationships is, transform the soul of a relationship first, then transformation of the relationship will follow. In recent years, I have taught this wisdom to thousands of people worldwide. They have used the wisdom and techniques that I will share in this chapter to transform their relationships with heart-touching results. Personal relationships. Many people have come to me seeking advice and guidance because they struggle with many blockages in their relationships with their partners. Some people have difficulties with their parents. Others have difficulties with their children. Some people have difficulties with their colleagues and their bosses. People often wonder why they have these struggles. Spiritual beings and non-spiritual beings alike often think, I am a good person. I am very kind. Why are other people so mean to me? I am very caring and loving to my partner. Why doesn't he or she like me? I give so much love to my children. Why don't they respect me? It is very difficult to find a person who has not struggled at some time in life with a relationship. Some people struggle their whole lives with relationships. Some people can never seem to find a true love, going through one divorce or breakup after another. Some children are abused by their parents. Some parents can be abused by their children. Other people can be cheated by their business partners. Relationship problems are very common on Mother Earth. What is the root cause of blockages in relationship? The answer will not surprise you. The answer of all these questions and more, the root blockages for relationship, can be summarized in one sentence. The true cause of blockages in relationships is karma. I teach soul communication. I have trained and certified many advanced soul communicators. They can communicate directly with the divine and Akashic records. They have offered spiritual guidance to many people with relationship challenges. They can share many stories that show how blockages in relationships are related to karma. Therefore, cleansing karma can make a big difference in a relationship. If you have blockages with your spouse, your children, your colleagues, your boss, and your friends. It is not difficult to understand that there is a spiritual reason for these blockages. That spiritual reason is karma in your relationships from previous lives. I will share four stories of soul readings from the Akashic Records about the true cause of the blockages in relationships. These soul readings were done by my certified Divine Direct Soul Communicators, whom I train personally. Current life relationship number one.
We have been married for more than 15 years and were together for nearly 10 years before that. He has three children who were young when we first got together. The two oldest lived with us. Our relationship had a lot of challenges in the first 15 years. For me, it was a constant huge test with the children and with him. It is still a struggle with him at times.
Past life soul reading.
In a temple in Egypt, thousands of years ago, I see her present husband in a long white robe standing at the top of some steps. She was seated on the steps below him, and he was lording it over her. He was one of the advisors to the emperor. She was a young girl, barely of marriageable age, and a handmaiden who served him and his entire household. He bossed her around a lot. They were uncle and niece. This is the first lifetime in which they knew each other. In these lifetimes, they were both in the aristocracy. At that time, women in the aristocracy were valued for their knowledge and wisdom, but he did not value her in this way. Her parents sent her to his household to be raised and educated with his children. However, he doesn't allow her into the classroom to study. She has to get her knowledge secretly. He does educate his own daughters together with his own sons, but he doesn't expect his own daughters to have any wisdom or express any opinions either. She feels cheated by her parents who put her into this relationship. Her uncle is not fulfilling his obligation to give her an education. She is not getting what she was promised and feels her parents should have known about her uncle's attitudes and behaviors. She did end up having a good life, but no thanks to her uncle. She managed to get an education by standing outside the door of the classroom, bringing food and drink to the children and teachers, and assisting them in any way she could. She was very clever in finding ways to work around the limitations her uncle imposed. In their current lifetime, she says that many times her husband has lorded it over her. He is more than 15 years older than she. She still has to do some things secretly on her own, without her husband's knowledge. These old karmic patterns are clearly present in their current lifetime together. These two souls shared another past life in the Dark Ages of the 8th century in the land near Stonehenge in England. This was the first time they were husband and wife. She was given to her husband as part of an alliance between her father's village and her husband's father's village. She loved her husband and was happy to be married to him, although she resented that she had no choice in the decision to marry. Her new husband was somewhat interested in her, but did not love her when they were wed. She was quite an independent woman during this lifetime, at a time when women generally were not independent. The relationship was difficult in the early years of their marriage because both of them wanted to be in charge of their own lands. They were both expected to pay homage to his father, who was not a nice person at all. In this way, the two of them formed a good unit who had to struggle against what his father created between himself and his people. Both of them were on the outside looking in. They were not allowed to be in charge. His father would be very mean to them and to other people, and the two of them would have to sneak out into the night to bring people food and comfort. It was a sense of the two of them against the world. Clearly, this pattern is repeating during their present lifetimes together.
current life relationship number two.
We met more than 20 years ago. Within weeks, we were living together. I was pregnant within a few months, and we married very soon thereafter. We had two more children. We had struggles and difficulties from day one. Although there was a sense of connection and caring between us, possessiveness and jealousy intruded frequently. At times, our relationship was even abusive. After several years, I filed for divorce. Immediately, the dynamics of our relationship changed. We set up separate households in different states, one with me and the children, the other with him and his business. His business took off, and despite the distance between us, we all traveled back and forth often to be with each other as one family. We enjoyed the best of times. 5 years ago, my children and I moved back in with him, with all of us living under one roof again. Last year, things took a terrible turn. Although he had been a functioning alcoholic, he suddenly became very abusive, even to our two sons. I filed for an order of protection and quickly moved everyone out. A few months ago, he was taken by paramedics to a behavioral health ward against his will. I visited him and continue to assist in his ongoing recovery. I am doing whatever I can to heal the wounds.
Past life soul reading.
These two souls have shared 17 relationships in the past, not only as husband and wife, but as friends, as employer and employee, and as brother and sister. Their current marital and family situation is mostly related to two of these prior relationships. The first relationship was in London in the 17th century, where these two souls were also husband and wife. Just as now, he was also an alcoholic then, and she was his mate. He tried to force her to become a prostitute in order to obtain money for alcohol. She refused to do this and left him, ending up homeless and living under a bridge. The river rose up in a flood and drowned her. When the husband heard of her death, he hung himself. A second relationship was sunnier and happier. In this lifetime, she was again a woman and he a man. She owned a ranch in Mexico. Her husband died, and the man who is now her husband ended up being the cowboy in care of the ranch. She was not easy to work for, as she was a very strict and proud señorita. He saved her life, though, when she was attacked by a raging bull. This softened her personality and opened her heart. They then had a very close and intimate friendship. In their present lives together, there are karmic patterns running through and arising from both of these past life relationships. The man paid his debt from the past life in London by saving her from the bull in the subsequent lifetime in Mexico. But he is still learning lessons from his mistakes in the London lifetime. He is continuing to pay his spiritual debt in his current life. On the other hand, there are the intimacy, care, and love in their relationship in Mexico. These qualities exist in their present relationship together. The soul guidance now for both of these souls is to purify their hearts with love, care, and compassion, and to offer unconditional forgiveness to each other and to themselves.
Current life relationship number three.
My relationship with my mother has been a frustrating one. Growing up, I was all about feelings and their expression. My mother is not a person who does feelings well. When I was a teenager, I remember telling her, "I know I'm loved, but I don't feel loved." I wasn't completely ignored, but neither was I encouraged. There was often an element of correction and criticism in our interactions. At the same time, I felt many contradictions as I witnessed my mother being there for me on a daily basis, with clean clothes, full-course family meals every night, and her full-time presence. However, we did not talk or otherwise connect on an emotional level, and this was very painful. I struggled with acknowledging her forms of love for me as love, as I longed for a deeper interaction. There are still aspects of the paradox that is my mother that I have not fully come to peace with. She is emotionally very strong in some ways, and yet she has let her fears determine much of her life. For example, she never learned how to drive or swim. She transferred her fears to me in many ways, but the one that comes to mind is when I was young and wanted to learn to water ski. She would not allow it. As I take care of her now at her very advanced age, those feelings come back occasionally, especially when she is in a negative, critical place and I'm tired or overwhelmed. Mostly, however, I feel privilege and gratitude for this time with her. We have reversed roles. I am very much here for her in every way, and it's been a time of healing for me. We almost always feel comfortable with each other. More than that, we laugh a lot together. We also have the very positive effects of having Master Shah in our lives. My mother has been very supportive and encouraging of my spiritual life. We chant and practice together. My mother has divine soul downloads and activates them at least once a day. It has been a great blessing to our relationship to have all that Master Shah brings into our lives to focus on and work with, as well as having the enormous physical and emotional blessings that the divine soul treasures bring. I am very grateful. Writing this got me thinking and brought me to a greater appreciation for the love it takes to care for someone's daily needs in a consistent, reliable, and caring way. I still have to work on releasing the rest, but this is an important step in that direction.
Past Life Soul Reading.
These two souls have had many remarkable lifetimes with each other in which they shared a friendship filled with light and with many wonderful experiences. This is to be noted. At a deep soul level, they share a tremendous friendship. In their present lives, the communication blockages are indeed related to karma. They shared one particular past lifetime in which their roles were reversed. The daughter today was the mother then, and the mother today was the daughter then. In this past lifetime, which took place in Europe during the Renaissance, the mother emotionally abused and abandoned her daughter. The daughter had to be removed from her mother's care because the mother was unwilling to support her daughter. The mother ran off to do her own thing. Many of the communication blockages in the current lifetime arose from this particular past life relationship. There was another lifetime during the Middle Ages in which their present roles were again reversed. The current mother was a disabled daughter. She could not care for herself. The mother, now the daughter, did not care for her well at all. In her present lifetime, she is to learn the lesson of unconditional love. She must learn the unconditional love that a mother should have for her children, regardless of their being disabled or of anything else. This is why she has been made responsible for taking care of her mother in this lifetime. This pattern would be repeated unless she is able to offer her love completely and unconditionally, without attachments, even in times when things get rough. She must offer her unconditional love, forgiveness, and blessings for healing to occur.
Current life relationship number 4.
My son's father and I split after 2.5 years, so I raised my son alone. However, I was absent a great deal due to my work. Because of this, as a teenager, my son did lots of stuff to get attention. We were actually somewhat close until he met the woman who is now his wife. Now we have no relationship to speak of.
Past Life Soul Reading.
The relationship between this mother and her son is strained by forces that seem beyond their control. However, there are many reasons why there are such large blockages. The energy and light between this mother and son have been of a very low frequency for some time. The reasons for this are primarily spiritual in nature and go back many lifetimes. The son feels he is not loved and blames his mother. However, his message center is quite closed and he is hard to reach. The interpersonal skills of both mother and son have not been developed well enough to allow them to even start the lower levels of interaction that would lead to healing of this relationship. There is great sadness in the souls of both mother and son because of the lack of communication and connection. Each soul realizes it has been distanced from the other and from the divine, and that their soul journeys are being affected by the karma of this relationship. The mother has been very fortunate to connect with spiritual practices and with a high-level master who is opening her heart and mind. The possibility of healing the painful relationship is very good. For this current relationship, there are several past lifetimes that are significant. There was one lifetime in which the mother was in charge of many workers who were given very little control of their work environment. They were treated poorly, worked long hours, had very little food, and little payment. In this lifetime, the son was one of these workers, but also a son of the mother. However, the son was from a father to whom his mother was not married, so the presence of this child was not acknowledged. He was treated very poorly and worked very hard. The son was unaware of his relationship with his mother until he became an adult and discovered the truth of his father quite accidentally. This caused the relationship between son and mother to be filled with guilt, anger, and resentment. There was never any attempt to make the relationship better. Mother and son finally parted, angry and distant, and did not speak to each other again or even see each other again in that lifetime. The lessons that needed to be learned, which would have brought light into this relationship and brought mother and son closer to each other and to divine presence, were not understood, and the karma from this lifetime was brought into several subsequent lifetimes. Another lifetime in which these two were related was in the 1500s. He was a rich landlord, and she was his daughter. The parent-child roles were reversed. The father was verbally abusive and excessively controlling. He was very strong-willed and overbearing, causing his daughter to suffer greatly. She was quite resentful. The relationship between father and daughter grew bitter. The daughter said very little, but planned revenge that she never carried out. However, this greatly affected her whole life. She saw life from a very dark perspective. These two beings never understood their relationship at any level. The spiritual nature of the problems between them was never even considered. Both parties blamed each other. Neither person was able to look inward. No one gained any understanding through any personal insight, prayer, or any other means. The bad karma in this relationship increased greatly during this lifetime, and it has continued on into many subsequent lifetimes. The root cause of their problems is intense self-centeredness, resulting in closed message centers of the son and mother in one past lifetime, and the daughter and father in another past lifetime. This has led to nothing but hostility, anger, and resentment. Until their present lifetimes together, there has never been any consideration of the healing nature of forgiveness. Their major challenges in all lifetimes, and in this current lifetime, are due to a lack of love and an unwillingness to forgive. It is strongly suggested that the mother quickly undertake a practice of forgiveness to remove blockages and bring the soul of their relationship and the soul of her son into love and light. There is an urgent need to do this before more damage is done. If this does not occur, the karmic pattern between these two souls will be carried into many future lifetimes. This will affect many other souls as well. Already, spouses and children have been drawn into this darkness, and they are equally lost at this time. The significance of forgiveness between these two souls cannot be overstated. There can be no deep and lasting healing until each one has learned to forgive. Forgiveness releases blockages and heals at a very deep level. Additional ways of healing this relationship are through the use of divine soul downloads, which bring immediate divine presence, and soul conferencing. Consistently going to the soul of this relationship and healing the soul first will have a great impact on the son, his wife, his children, and the mother. The results will be dramatic, and love and compassion will arise naturally. There will be such an abundance of gratitude from each person in this family. The soul guidance for these souls is to undertake this healing and clear these long-standing issues. They should also consider karma cleansing for the soul of this relationship. Karma cleansing is an act of ultimate divine forgiveness that would set an example for all the souls associated with this relationship. This would greatly help in removing the great karmic burdens and allowing further healing to progress with great ease. However, it will continue to be important for the mother to speak to the soul of her son and to the soul of the relationship and to continue with forgiveness practices as well.
These four stories tell us that when there is a relationship blockage, this is no coincidence. The real cause is karma issues. I have offered thousands of divine karma cleansings for humanity. These many cases have deeply taught me that the true explanation for the condition of relationships is karma. Even so, you have the power to transform your relationships. The golden key to transform relationships is unconditional love and forgiveness. Let me share a practical technique for doing this, called soul conference. For example, if you have real challenges with your spouse, transform your relationship at a soul level. First, do it by holding a soul conference. Sit in a meditative posture and condition. Then sing the divine soul song, Love, Peace, and Harmony. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join hearts and souls together. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. Begin by singing for 1 or 2 minutes. Then initiate the soul conference by calling the soul of your spouse. Dear soul of, name your spouse. I love you, please come. Instantly, the soul of your spouse will be in front of you. If your third eye is open, you will clearly see the soul of your spouse. If you have direct soul communication abilities, you will be able to communicate directly with the soul of your spouse. The following is the suggested outline for communicating with the soul of your spouse to transform your relationship. What is important is to understand and learn the general principles. There's no exact script you must follow. Your intention, sincerity, and heart are most important. Thank the soul of your spouse. Explain your purpose in calling the soul of your spouse. Present the problems between you. Offer forgiveness to your spouse. Ask for forgiveness from your spouse. Show great gratitude to the divine, to your and your spouse's spiritual fathers and mothers in heaven, and to your spouse for their blessings. Let me add a few sample details to explain this soul conversation further. First, call the soul of your spouse. Dear soul of my spouse, I love you. Please come. Thank you for coming. I'm calling your soul to come today to have a conversation. We have some relationship challenges. I would like to create soul transformation of my relationship with you. List the major challenges in your relationship. Offer your total forgiveness to your spouse for any wrongs your spouse has done to you. You can say like this, I completely forgive you for your mistakes. Please receive my forgiveness. Reflect and be quiet and still for 1 or 2 minutes to offer total forgiveness to the soul of your spouse. Then you can say, may I also ask for your forgiveness? For my mistakes and wrongs to you, could I ask you to totally forgive me? Be still for 1 or 2 minutes to receive forgiveness from the soul of your spouse. Then you can say, dear my divine souls of divine love and divine forgiveness, I love you. Could you bless my relationship with my spouse? I am very grateful. Thank you. Then chant, divine love soul, bless my relationship with my spouse. Divine love soul, blesses my relationship with my spouse. Divine love soul, blesses my relationship with my spouse. Divine love soul, blesses my relationship with my spouse. Divine forgiveness soul, transforms my relationship with my spouse. Divine forgiveness soul, transforms my relationship with my spouse. Divine forgiveness soul, transforms my relationship with my spouse. Divine forgiveness soul transforms my relationship with my spouse. Chant for at least 3 minutes, silently or aloud. The longer, the better. Express your gratitude. Thank you, divine. Thank you, divine soul of divine love and divine soul of divine forgiveness. Thank you, soul of my spouse. Thank you, my soul. Thank you, any soul in the spiritual world who has blessed us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Then respectfully return the soul of your spouse. You can say, Gong Song, Gong Song, Gong Song. This is the Chinese for respectfully return. You can also simply say, thank you, soul of my spouse, please return. This is the soul transformation of your relationship with your spouse. This wisdom and technique can be applied for transformation of any relationship. After doing the soul transformation practice a few times, have a physical conversation with the physical person. You could be very impressed by the profound changes following your soul transformation efforts. To transform any relationship, there are a few very important principles. Always apply love and forgiveness. They are the golden key to transformation. Have sincerity and honesty. In ancient spiritual teaching, there is a famous statement, honesty moves heaven. Honesty can touch people's hearts deeply. Honesty is very helpful in transforming a relationship. Be confident, remove fear. Find the right times to communicate at the soul level as well as physically with the other person. If either of you is stressed or upset, do not start either of these conversations. These few principles will help you to transform the soul of your relationships. Then transformation of the relationships will follow. How, thank you, thank you, thank you.